you spend 2 hours sitting at a table and get a crappy kitchen design? You better call Paul.
Hi, Arlene. Can you hear me?
Yes, Paul, I can. I'm here and my husband Leo is here.
Okay, wonderful. Welcome to Better Call Paul. So I don't know if you've looked at your email, but I sent you a hand drawing of a totally different kind of layout for your kitchen. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that yet.
Yes, Leo was just looking at it now.
Why don't we discuss the layout that you sent me first? Essentially, this layout sort of breaks most of the rules of kitchen design. And, you know, the problems, I'll sort of list them in order for you. But generally, when we design kitchens, one of the first things kitchen designers try to do is, one, never put a sink in the corner. And the reason you don't want to put a sink in a corner is everything, if you stand at the sink and try to work, you can't open any of the cabinets that are on either side of you because they open into you. And in this design, it also doesn't leave you with a dishwasher. And even if you're,
right.
Sometimes customers will say, well, I like washing my dishes. I once had a chef that he found it soothing to wash all his dishes. And what I said to him is, well, it may be soothing washing your dishes, but if you ever go to move, you won't be able to sell your house if you don't have a dishwasher. So we should at least leave a 24-inch cabinet so that somebody that wants to buy your house can put a dishwasher in next to your sink. And then he said he's never going to move. He swears to God he's going to be there his whole life. He's going to die in the house, et cetera. And 3 weeks after his kitchen is installed, his business sells and he moves to Florida. But thankfully, we convinced him to put a 24-inch cabinet next to the sink and he was able to do that. But in your design, you know, you don't have that dishwasher. Even if you don't want it, it saves water using a dishwasher instead of washing things by hand.
No, I definitely want it. I don't know why they left it out. And we didn't realize that until we had gotten home and took a look at it.
So you want to have a dishwasher. You want to have a garbage just pull out near you. You want to have lots of countertop to be able to work at. And in your design that you have now, the only place that you can really work is on your island. And it's not near anything that you're cooking with. It's not near your sink. It's not near your stove. And it's not even lined up with them, you know, not to mention when your refrigerator doors open, they cover the countertop on the right side of your sink, you know, and the sink bowl that you're going to have has to be a standard, small, single size, single bowl sink. And even the island itself is facing in a sort of a unusual direction and not really doing a lot. And then all the pantries that you have that are so deep sort of still leave that area to the left of them, sort of not being used at all. And you could have 12-inch deep pantries over there, which is the design that I had. And 12-inch deep pantries are almost as useful, 50% or more than 75% or 66% as useful as 24-inch deep pantries, because 12-inch deep pantries are going to be the depth of, you know, a spaghetti box, a cereal box, anything that you'd put in a wall cabinet. Any kind of food container is almost always going to fit in a 12-inch deep cabinet. And if you get a 24-inch deep cabinet, then you end up getting rollouts to be able to access all the way in the back of the cabinet. And you end up really only really using 18 inches of the total depth of the cabinet.
Yeah.
So just for those reasons, changing it to the design that I sent you makes it a infinitely more functional space. And the other thing too, is that this designer is obviously very inexperienced, not only by the design that they sent without the dishwasher, but also by the fact that they show 4 stools on a countertop that's 79 inches long. In reality, you only can fit 4 stools at a countertop that's like 100 inches long. So not 79 inches long. And even 100 is impinging, you know, the two people sitting in opposite directions are impinging on each other. So there's no way in the million years you'd ever get 6 people around this island. So the peninsula I sent you comfortably sits 5, which is what your island did before. And then it also
addresses. Oh, okay.
You're not sitting any less than the other one sat. And then, you know, now when you're working at your stove, you have 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 feet of countertop to your right that you can use. You have 2 feet of countertop to the left that you can be placing things, spices, things like that. Handles of pots can all go out and aren't impinging on the sink or anything else. And when they're at the sink, you have the minimum amount of space that you really should have, which is really 3 feet of countertop on your left and a little bit more than 18 inches on the right. And then in my design, you have a whole bar area to the right of the refrigerator, and then the pantry cabinets that are on the right side of the refrigerator. This one is just works way better than the other one. The other one probably has the island that you requested in it, but it's not really working.
Okay. So now, do you know over, let's see, where the sink was in the corner, right to the right of the sink, there's a window there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So in this design, the advantage of this design is that when you're at your sink, you're now facing all the people in your house. You're facing the people sitting at the peninsula. The countertop is a little bit more than 4 feet deep. So the people sitting at the back of the peninsula aren't close to the sink. They're more than 2 feet away from the sink. And then the person that's at the stove, when they're working at the countertop next to the stove, they can be looking at the window. But if you're not looking at a window, you don't want to look at a wall. You want to be looking into the room. You don't have the advantage of the diagonal sink that looks out the window. That's probably where the sink was before in the corner, right?
Actually, the sink was right below the window.
It was below the window, and I don't know how you get below with the sink there. It's you didn't have any cabinets in back of you or something?
Do you remember, Leo? So if the sink was right below the window, and to the right of that, there was a little bit of counter, and then the stove to the right of that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how your sink could end up. Was it just straight countertops? You didn't turn the corner. It wasn't an L.
Leo?
In the old design, there was a window and a sink. Then there was a burner stove to the right going towards the patio door. But there was a wall oven.
Oh, in the corner.
Way to the left.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's even worst of all. In the perfect kitchen, like if you look up in the NKBA, the National Kitchen and Bath Association, if your kitchen is sort of an L-shaped kitchen like you have, we're trying to make the triangle of the L somewhere between, and this is like standing in the center of the refrigerator, standing in front of your sink, standing in front of your stove. We want that triangle to be somewhere between 19 and 26 feet. Your triangle is very, very small comparatively.
Okay. So actually the sink is in the island where you have the chairs. That's where the sink is and the dishwasher?
In the peninsula. Right. In the peninsula. The dishwasher's on the left. Your double trash can's on the right. You can switch those two things. It doesn't really make a difference. The reason you might want the dishwasher on the left is it just makes the people sitting over there have more countertop between them and the sink. And also when you're putting things away from the dishwasher, then the dishwasher door comes down. Everything that's going to be put away is sort of on your right. Although you can just flip them, put the dishwasher on the right-hand side of that sink and put the trash can on the left. And then everybody has access to the trash can.
Right.
Thanks.
All right. So
everybody's space is different. Oh, and it also shows in the picture that you don't have sliding doors. You have French doors. So
we do. Yeah. We do
sliders,
have sliders.
Right? Yeah. So the sliders are good too. So like in this design where I have the refrigerator, anybody coming from your living room going into the kitchen can walk to the refrigerator, get something. They don't interfere with anybody. They can actually get something from the refrigerator, then go out to the backyard, not interfering with anybody. People coming in and out of the backyard have a whole over 4 foot, 50 something inch walkway that they can be going through in between the refrigerator and the countertop.
Yeah.
It's sort of a classic kind of kitchen. And a lot of times what customers do is they see some kind of kitchen online that has an island or something like that. And then they want to replicate that thing in their space that's completely and totally different. And it just doesn't work. for your space.
That island, I'm sorry to keep interrupting you.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, that island doesn't go into the living room, though, right? That island.
No, my island ends short of your island. So your island, the edge of the countertop on your island, you can see it goes a little bit past the end of the wall.
Yes.
Right? My island ends up about 8 inches short of the wall. So I'm about a foot in from, or at least 10 inches probably, in from as far as your island went into the living room. So I'm actually using less space. You're getting more cabinetry. Your price of your countertops is going to skyrocket because you have a lot more countertop. But, I mean, that's a good thing. You know, you want to have a lot of countertop space around the places that you're working, especially around your stove. And you have none. So when you're at your stove, you can't work there at all. You have 1 foot on each side of you. And if you turn the handles of your pots and pans out, they're touching the wall on one side and sticking out over the sink and the other side. So you have to do all your work at the island. And then every time you want to stir a pot or a pan, run back to the stove. Anytime you want to wash something, run over to the sink. Then nothing is happening in your kitchen except that's at the island. And then anytime anybody goes to the refrigerator, they're walking through the whole shebang, right? So way, we're sort of preventing people from disturbing anybody that's actually working.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, at first looking at it, I'm there, oh boy, no. But now looking at it, it sort of makes sense because then the center of that kitchen is all open, right?
The most amount of space you have, it says that you have 60 inches from the front of the pantry to the back of the island. And then there's an overhang that's more than 12, so 45 inches of space in back of the island between your pantries and your island. And then you have just under 4 feet of space between the island and the wall. You have 3 feet of space if your refrigerator juts out. I don't think you want to, in any of these designs, you don't want to get a full depth refrigerator. You want to get a counter depth refrigerator. So your refrigerator doesn't jut out into the room so far. But even with the countertop refrigerator, you've got about 42 inches between the refrigerator and the island, which is also a little bit tight. So, you know, you go from being a little bit tight to having more than 5 feet between all the places that you're working. And then most importantly, when you're at your refrigerator, you can be rooting through it, kneeling on the floor, cleaning it, being doing whatever you want. You have literally nothing in back of you.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Leo?
Well, you can have the designer put it on the computer for you and you can look at it. And I would tell you that even it's not the things that people want, when they actually see a design that works, it looks like it belongs. It looks like your kitchen was designed for it. And it doesn't look like what this looks like, which is, here's the space I had and here's how I jammed a bunch of cabinets into it, right? Your kitchen that you do here looks completely unnatural. And if we make it look natural, that makes it attractive. And that's really what makes your house valuable. It's not, your house is less valuable when we create a kitchen that sort of looks out of place. For customers, they usually don't appreciate it until they really see it in three dimensions. So I think what you want to do is have one of the designers create a three-dimensional kitchen. Although I don't know if I go back to this place. Is this a home center or what is this place?
It's like a home center.
Sell cabinets and windows.
Yeah. So people, places that sell cabinets and windows and doors, you're probably better off going to a home center maybe. But if you find a kitchen, a real kitchen place, those designers are going to be getting paid way more than anybody at a Windows and whatever place. Those people just don't.
Can we pay you to do a three-dimensional?
You can take the little hand drawing I did, and you can bring that to anybody, and they can put that on the computer for you. I don't know that you need that. Like, where are you guys located again? Are you way North Jersey?
Yeah, Bayonne.
It's Bayonne, right across from Newark Airport.
So you're really far away from us. There's lots of decent places you could be shopping for cabinets around you. And then also the contractors, we wouldn't know any contractors up in that area or anything else. So finding a place that would know contractors and be able to help you and stuff shouldn't really be that hard. And you can take the plan that I sent you and just bring it to any of those kitchen places. But I think you want to try to find a kitchen place. And maybe if you just Google Fabuwood. Fabuwood is a kitchen cabinet brand that's very close to
you. That's what we're buying.
Yeah, so if you get Fabiwood, if you find another Fabiwood dealer that's not a window place, that's like, it's a kitchen cabinet dealer, generally, they wouldn't sell Fabiwood if they were overpriced. Because if they were overpriced, they wouldn't sell Fabiwood because there's so many other dealers that sell Fabiwood that aren't expensive. It, just the fact that they're selling Fabiwood, you know, sort of telling you that they're not overpriced. But if they do sell other cabinet brands, and they don't just sell windows, they sell cabinets and countertops, and they have a kitchen showroom and stuff like that, and let maybe more experienced designers, then you're going to get somebody that's going to know what they're doing more than... Maybe part of the problem here is this person was just doing it so fast that they just forgot about the dishwasher and everything else.
It was 2 hours.
What'd you say?
It was 2 hours sitting at a table.
Yeah, we were there 2 hours.
Well... 2 hours, if you don't know the software that much and you're starting off as a kitchen designer, is probably not.
Hey, Paul, I got questions. Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, sure.
You sent us two schematics.
Just this one.
Just that one. You asked about that one.
No, that's not Paul. That was the one I sent to Paul.
All right. So you have the stove on the left-hand side, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have a problem venting out because we're attached.
No, you don't, because you have molding that's going up to your ceiling. How high is your ceiling? Is it 96
inches? Like 8 foot. Yeah, basically 96.
Yeah, so you want to get 36-inch high wall cabinets, and then you want what's called a stacked molding, a 6-inch flat molding with another cove molding or crown molding that reaches the ceiling. So there's there's a 6-inch gap on top of your cabinets. So what you would do is run your microwave hood. If it's a microwave hood that you're getting, which I would recommend for a small kitchen, then that's going to be your microwave, your fan, your light, and vent outside. And then it would go up through the microwave, the vent, through the cabinet on top of the microwave, and then it would run over the top of your cabinets and go out the back of your house. And you wouldn't see the ductwork, right? It would be behind the molding.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want a microwave. I don't use microwaves, and I don't want one. I would like just a hood. Yeah.
If you want a hood, you can do the same thing. The joists in the room, probably, I'm not sure which direction they go, but if worst
they
case,
run across.
They go
they run across.
Across. So then, Yeah, so if you were going to get a hood, either you would get what's called a canopy hood that would go underneath a cabinet. So you'd have a cabinet with a hood underneath it. Or if you wanted a big, tall hood, then you would have to have where the tops of the cabinets line up, the hood would go up into that space and you'd cut a hole and then it would go over the moldings and everything else. And the moldings would go across the room. And if you got a chimney hood, that would vent up into that space. But if you did that, then, I mean, I would think most people, even if you don't like a microwave, I guess you could put it on the counter on the right side of the refrigerator if you ever wanted one, or the way I've got it. Or instead of a bar refrigerator that I have on the right side of the refrigerator, if anybody wanted to buy a microwave drawer cabinet and have a microwave under the countertop, they could do that.
Over here. Yeah. All right. Did you have other questions, Leo?
You could absorb it and then, you know, try to find a better kitchen place and have them put it on the computer. Are you planning on having a table too, like in back of this area?
No.
So, I mean, that's a little bit of a problem too, but it's not a huge house. So, I mean, you're only sitting five in either of these designs and everybody's at a countertop, which is not.
The house was built right after the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically three bedrooms, but one dyfus would arrest somebody if they put a kid in it.
Uh-huh, okay.
So it's a living room. It's a living room going from one end of the house right through to the other house. Little bathroom right off the kitchen at the top of the stairs coming from the basement.
Okay. And then the basement stairs are right to the left of this whole seating area here?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you have 85.
Yeah. Let me see. They're going down there is the basement.
Yeah. Where's the sink? Right on that wall?
The sink is the circle. The sink is the circle next to the DW, right? It's right on the peninsula.
Okay.
It's on the peninsula.
It's on the peninsula. Yeah. But the peninsula is 4 feet, more than 4 feet deep. If someone's sitting at the back of the peninsula, they're like 26 inches away from the faucet.
Yeah, it's a tough kitchen.
Where's the island to sit at?
This is it. Here's the chairs.
And inside,
that's five chairs.
That's all you're fitting in the other design too, unless you were going to do something else different, which, you know, the only other thing you could do to fit more people would be to get rid of the trash can cabin and have somebody sitting into the refrigerator. But that doesn't work so well either, having somebody sitting with their back going into the refrigerator. The other design that you could do with a kitchen like this too is you could not have people sit at the peninsula and have a table pushed up against the peninsula. And then if you did that, that would be a little bit lower. Maybe you'd have like a small wall and then people would sit at three sides of the table. But you probably only get five in the table that way too. So it's a little bit of a tough choice. But you know,
the only reason we'd have that many people in the house is it was a party, and then it becomes, you know, sit in the living room with something on your lap.
Right. Yeah. And I guess when things are in a pinch, and if you had six people, somebody can always pull up in front of the dishwasher, but it's almost like having something in your lap, right?
Yeah.
But think about it. You can have people, you can have them put it on the computer so you can take a look at it. There's other versions of this, like going back to having a table. You know, I guess that's what you have now. Had before was a table in front of the sliding doors, right?
Did I tell you our history?
No. No, because we took the wall down here. So in our house, we have a small kitchen, but in the next room, the connecting room, is the dining room table.
Yeah. So you could, and that's where
we physically live next door now. We bought the house next. We bought the other house, and we're doing that over. We don't think we're selling it.
Okay. You can, if you want to go back to, you could take this design that I've got, right? You could put the refrigerator over by the sliding door and then go back and put a table over where the refrigerator is in my drawer. I can send you that too. And then you have a table, and you could even, if you wanted to, have it be, if you got benches on the back, it will be a little bit tight. But, and you won't sit anybody at your peninsula on the side that, you know, we'll get rid of the overhang on the peninsula that's facing the refrigerator, and we'll just move your refrigerator over to it by the sliding door. And then that whole area and all that storage and everything else and other countertop that you have over there would just become a table area. And that's another way to do it. And that's another way to do it that gets you a kitchen table that you can put leaves in and expand and maybe have, you know, your people sit there. It has a lot less cabinetry than either of the designs that, you know, the one you sent me or the one that I did. But once you're going to kill having a table, then I think the best use of the space, if you're not going to have a table, is the one that I sent you.
Right. Okay. Can you just say what you suggest for countertops?
All countertops are good. The thing that's popular nowadays is quartz, but if you got a granite countertop, the level one granites are going to be half the price, at least, of most of the quartz countertops that people would pick. And there's nothing wrong with granite. It's just that everybody's sort of picking colors nowadays that look a lot like marble. And if you want the countertops to look like marble, you end up getting quartz. So, but it's not like it's anything that's better or more durable or anything else than the granite. You know, some people worry that granite is supposed to be sealed. It's so easy. You can get a quarter sealer for $15, and you just remove everything from your countertops. And once every few years, you just wipe them down with the sealer and you're done. So that's not really a hard thing to do or anything. And granite doesn't burn. If you got quartz countertops and you put something right off the stove or off the broiler on your countertop, you could singe it. So the quartz isn't in any way better. It's just the colors that people like more nowadays.
Okay. All
so right. Looking but to save if money, we, if, you know, the granite will be the least expensive colors.
Okay. If we decided to move the refrigerator near the door and you put a table there, would we still have pretty much a lot of cabinet space?
Well, you'd have more cabinet space than you have now, not as much as any of the other two designs, because you'd lose all the cabinets along that whole wall. They would all have to go. And then if you're really looking for a lot of cabinet space and you're looking to have a kitchen that's really easy to work in and cook in, then this one's the best kitchen for cooking. It just only sits five and everybody's at a peninsula. That's the negative part about it.
Right.
And if you want to have
if we go to another place and get another computer thing out, can we come down to you and sit with you or something?
You know what you can do is you could always call in on a Friday. And then if you really want, we can actually make it not a call. We can make it a Zoom meeting if you want on a Friday. And we can Zoom and I can.
Yeah, I mean, we're willing.
Do you work? Are you in a store? Or you just do.
No, he's in the store.
We have a store and everything else. But really, for kitchen designers, the way we make money is, you know, people don't really want to pay for our time because, you know, if we bill ourselves out, we want to make about $150 an hour. And I want to make $300. So if we're really doing it by the hour, you know, no one would pay us. The way we can make money, we sell you the cabinets. And then all the kitchen places, the cabinets are all getting marked up. Like if I look at your kitchen and you're doing it in Fabuwood, this looks like if you got rollouts in the pantries and some other stuff, you probably have $15,000 in cabinets or $14,000 in cabinets at least, with a lot of rollouts and stuff, maybe even more than that. Did they give you a price for all the cabinets you have?
One was 12. The Fabuwood was 12. But it was a different design.
Not as many cabinets.
And the pantry cabinets are really expensive. And if you get rollouts in the pantry cabinets, it's, you know, $150 a rollout. And I don't think there's any rollouts in any of these. So if you added the rollouts, all of a sudden you'll be up to $15,000 in cabinets. So if you're spending $15,000 in cabinets, probably more than $5,000 in profit or $6,000 in profit that a kitchen cabinet place is going to make off of you. That's how they're going to pay their designers, and that's how their designers are going to make money.
The designers are built into the purchasing price.
The designers at almost all kitchen cabinet places, the design time and the help is built into the price of the cabinets. And so when you buy cabinets from, or you have somebody else design your kitchen, if you're paying them, that doesn't make any sense because the place that's going to sell the cabinets would have done it for free. And for us, you really wouldn't want to pay us for our time because we're, you know, I'm going to want to charge you a couple $100 an hour at least. You know, if you ate up 6 hours, that would just be throwing 6 hours away. You could call in on the helpline every week and just have me tweak or fix whatever problems you had.
Okay. All right. Let's get another computer to be three-dimensional from one or two.
Have them put it on the computer and then take a look at it. And, you know,
they put it on a computer by the time you got home. You forgot half the stuff you were talking about, and they didn't put the dishwasher in there.
Well, the other thing you could do is you could just send them my hand drawing in advance so that they'll have the whole thing done when you come in.
Okay.
All right. So do you on the 24-inch pantry, you recommend pullouts, or you really don't?
Oh, no, on the 12-inch deep cabinets, you don't want any pullouts in the 12-inch deep pantry. But that's what's good about it because it's only 12 inches deep. When you open the doors, it's less expensive and everything is right there. There's no reason to have a pullout. Everything is right in front of you. So all of your food and everything else. If your goal was to have as much storage as possible, you could get rid of the cabinets and the countertop that I have on the right side of the refrigerator and make that pantry too. But that would be tons of pantry space.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if just feel free to call in again, we'll go over it and go from there.
To the right of the refrigerator on the top.
Cabinet.
Oh, it's a wall cabinet. Is that the WC?
Yeah, WC is just a wall cabinet. Okay. So I have, right now I have more cabinets, more base cabinets, and maybe even a bar refrigerator or another base cabinet and then wall cabinets above. So like on the right side of your refrigerator, that's where I would put my coffee maker maybe. Or if I have a wine refrigerator, I would put it over there. It's sort of on the way to your living room. So it's sort of a nice place for people to go and get a drink or get a cup of coffee or something like that.
But where the sink and the dishwasher and the trash bin, what's FAB?
That's a full height base. The dashed line is the overhang of the countertop. So that if you stick your head underneath the countertop, there's 12-inch deep wall cabinets underneath there. But they're a big pain to get to. You have to go under the countertop to get at them. So if it's me, I do something like put my Halloween decorations in there. Or put something
that you don't use a lot.
Something you don't use a lot. Or if you have grandkids or kids, you know, little kids' toys or something, that let them crawl underneath there and get that stuff. The reason I have cabinets there is because it looks really nice facing into the living room to have all the doors and everything on the backside. And it gives you more countertop space so that you have, you know, your countertop there is now more than 4 feet. It's like 51 inches of countertop.
All right. We also have to check for the sink and everything being there. We're going to have to check out the plumbing downstairs.
You have to move the plumbing. But again, all this stuff is the plumbing and moving the plumbing and like the 12-inch
deep. But the thing is, it's a small basement and a small walkway. There are wall support walls there and also air duct for all the air conditioning.
Yeah, but generally, it's not hard to move plumbing from one location to another. I haven't seen yours, but usually the contractors can work around that. That's not as hard as you might think. And then, you know, the cost of the plumbing, the first thing that happens is they have to run the plumbing up out of the basement and then cut the bottom of the cabinets out. And then they put shutoff valves and everything else on after the cabinets are installed. So, you know, moving your plumbing probably takes the plumber a few hours. It's funny, but just like in the kitchen that you sent me, the kitchen I designed for you is way less expensive than the kitchen you sent me, only because you have a lot of deep pantries, which are more expensive and need rollouts probably. And then I have a lot of bigger cabinets, whereas you have a bunch of narrow ones. So when you have narrow cabinets, like a base 12 and a wall 12 and a wall 12 and a base 12, it's just a more expensive way to design a kitchen than breaking it up into bigger cabinets. So just generally.
I just have to ask you, over by where the window is now, there's an LS.
That's a Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
Oh, underneath it, okay.
And then the Lazy Susan is going to not have a bar in it. It's not going to be plastic. If you're getting Fabuwood cabinets, it's all going to be solid wood on ball bearings on two different shelves. So stuff won't be falling off and falling down and everything else. It'll be very accessible to you.
And then do you suggest to pull out drawers rather than cabinets or no?
Well, it's always good to have some big drawers because that's where you put pots and pans. So that's why I have one big drawer cabinet. And drawer cabinets are more expensive than a regular cabinet. But I have one big drawer cabinet to the right of the Lazy Susan because that's right next to the stove. And you can put all your pots and pans in there. And then everything's right there.
Okay. All right. We never thought of this one.
So, yeah, think about it and then bring it to somebody. And then if you have more questions, just call in again.
Okay,
thanks, good talking
Paul,
to you.
All right, thanks
Paul.
Okay, good talking to you, Francis. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Have a great New Year.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mainline Kitchen Design Podcast with nationally acclaimed kitchen designer Paul McElary. This podcast was brought to you by Brighton Cabinetry, high-quality custom cabinetry at competitive prices. For more on kitchen cabinets and kitchen design, go to www.mainlinekitchendesign.com.